For the first time ever, the National Safety Council estimates that the odds of dying in a car accident are eclipsed by those of dying from an opioid overdose. And although California isn't at the epicenter of the crisis, the San Joaquin Valley has been hit hard. Over the next few months, as FM89's healthcare reporter, I'll be producing a series of stories about the crisis and approaches to solving it throughout the valley, starting in Kern County. It's all part of a data journalism fellowship I've been awarded through the USC Center for Health Journalism. Today, I'm kicking off that series, beginning with a young father who's in recovery. The sun is fading on a Wednesday night, and people are trickling quietly into an office behind an unassuming parking lot in northern Bakersfield. Inside, bright yellow chairs and plastic flamingos lean against turquoise walls. Tom Petty's on the radio, and greeting everyone is a chipper receptionist named Mary Laura.
How's everyone doing?
A scruffy redhead named Larry Bostick leans against the little white check-in counter. He's chatting with Laura through the glass.
She's just giving me full access to my son back now.
She asks him how he's doing, and he smiles underneath his skater cap.
Really good.
Yeah.
I haven't felt this great in my last 2 years.
He tells me he's feeling good because he's clean, off heroin and pills.
Fully on sober, I have been going on 2 months, which, I mean, is good. It's not great, but I feel like I honestly like that this is it for me.
The this he's talking about is a recovery program called Groups, where we are tonight. It's new to Bakersfield, opened last May. People recovering from opioid abuse attend a group session once a week, kind of like Narcotics Anonymous. But here, they don't just get a support system, they also get a prescription for a medication that helps them kick the drugs. Every week, they pee in a cup to show they're taking their meds and nothing else. And it's pretty cheap, $65 a week cash, plus the cost of the medication.
It works for me. You know, other programs may work for other people, but this right here, I know works for me.
About 5.5 years ago, Bostick was hit by a car. He says he was pushed into the back of a public bus. He went through the car's windshield.
I had reconstructive surgery on my face, broken arms, surgery to have teeth pulled out of my hand, broke my leg, my foot, my sternum, a couple ribs.
After such a horrific accident, he was prescribed lots of painkillers, mostly opioids.
The Dilaudid, morphine, all that kind of stuff, you know? Like, I've realized, like, oh, I kind of like this.
His prescriptions ran out. He says he found a way to get more. He couldn't stop even when he was out of money. So he turned to a cheaper alternative, heroin. He says it took a few years for him to realize how deep he'd sunk.
I finally hit rock bottom, got my son taken away from me and everything. Knew I needed help.
So he came here to Groups. It's a program known as Medication-Assisted Treatment, or MAT. You'll hear me use that acronym a lot. Methadone is one kind of medication used in MAT, but at Groups, the drug is buprenorphine. It's kind of like a nicotine patch for quitting smoking. Buprenorphine is an opioid, but it works differently, and doctors taper the dose over time so you can eventually stop.
Well, you don't get high off of it, and it blocks the receptors to, if you do go use on the streets, it just makes you sicker than heck.
Research increasingly shows that MAT programs work better for recovery than trying to quit cold turkey. In Baltimore, a study showed a correlation between buprenorphine and a drop in overdose deaths from heroin. In Kern County, though, MAT is hard to find. Kern has one of the biggest treatment gaps in the state. The Urban Institute estimates nearly 8,000 people in the county suffer from opioid use disorder, and almost three quarters of them lack access to treatment.
If every single bed and chair was full in this entire county, there would still be a huge amount of people who needed treatment and could not get it.
Ariel Turner is a counselor at Groups. The company mostly operates in the Midwest, but she says Bakersfield fits their target community profile.
Groups' mission is to go into rural areas or locations that have a lack of access to treatment. And so Bakersfield is actually the biggest city, town that they've gone into and opened a clinic in.
Turner says treatment gaps here are partly a result of persistent stereotypes and outdated attitudes toward addiction. Many view users as degenerates and criminals and feel that buprenorphine and methadone only enable them to keep using. Javier Moreno used to feel that way too. But now he's a regional manager for Aegis Treatment Centers, the biggest program offering MAT in the state.
Once I saw the medication work, I became a believer and an advocate ever since. I mean, Medication-assisted treatment is highly effective. I get to see it every single day.
Another reason patients have a tough time accessing medication is so few providers offer it. For one, they have to either work at clinics like Aegis or get a special waiver from the federal government. But as of a year ago, less than 2% of all prescribers in the county were waivered. Waivers do require extra hours of training, but Moreno also says doctors are overly concerned about how disruptive these patients can be.
I mean, you do have your difficult patient or two, but for the most part, it's very pleasant and rewarding to be able to treat our patients.
Plus, health officials and law enforcement are already stretched thin taking care of another long-standing drug problem, methamphetamine. But the opioid problem, it's urgent. In the last decade, opioid overdoses have led to more than 1,300 emergency room visits and killed over 560 Kern County residents.
It consumes your whole life. It consumes everything. It just destroys. That's all it does.
For Larry Bostick, recovery has not been a straight shot. Groups is his third attempt. But in the 2 months he's been here, he says he's tangibly changed his life.
My mom talks to me again. My family's back in my life. I got access to my son now. It's been a complete 180, and I can't thank groups, my family and friends, and God, you know? I'm just so thankful that they didn't give up on me.
In today's session, he saw a familiar face, a guy he met through his former heroin dealer. They stick around afterward to chat about the recovery process.
Because you got the drug test results. Keeps you kind of honest.
As they leave, they give each other a big hug. And Bostick tells him they'll get through this together.
So if you ever want to talk about anything or questions or if you feel like using something, give me a call.
Yeah, vice versa.